You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I believe it is raining cats and dogs out in these streets. I'm not necessarily excited about that, but that's okay. I'm okay with a little precipitation at the beginning of July. As you know, on Beats and Eats, we gather every Thursday from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats. I chat with dope people, which I am going to this afternoon. And, you know, I talk about really awesome events as well as food every now and then. So, guys, today I have a special guest with me here for the hour. I have Rebecca Hawker, who is a country folk singer and songwriter from Burnaby. Look at me. You see that? From Barrie, Ontario. The bees. We have Rebecca here. And Rebecca, if you were listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, I don't know, 30 minutes ago, you would have heard a live set, a Studio 6 session with Rebecca Hawker, just playing like the angelic sounds, which was so delightful. Welcome.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice to be able to chat with you. For those who are listening to my show right now, I am going to be playing some tracks from Rebecca, but they're going to be already recorded, guys. I'm sorry, you had to catch it. You had to be here for it.
So funny. Too late.
Yeah, it's too
bad,
late.
You too late.
100%. You kind of snooze, you lose. But okay, before I get into conversation and all the things, first off, I'm going to talk about a free event that's happening on Saturday, July 11th and also 18th from 1 to 3. And this is at the Fair Farms Initiative Garden, and that's located at Museum of Vancouver, 1100 Chestnut Street, and you can join AfroVan Connect Society's Fair Farms Initiative for their mid-summer harvest event. It's a free community gathering where people of all ages are invited to experience the joy of harvesting fresh food while celebrating community culture and sustainability. So whether you're an experienced gardener, I am not, or have never planted a seed before, I have planted a seed, but you know, I'm not, you know, the queen bee when it comes to it. The event, you know, it includes you. It's very inclusive for all the levels. You'll get your hands in the soil. You'll learn about urban farming, and you'll discover how community gardens are helping build healthier, more connected neighborhoods across Vancouver. So, as you know, I love to include all the links, so it's really easy for you to find out more information about this event. And so stay tuned for that. And as I mentioned, I have Rebecca Hawker in studio with me. We are going to start chatting, but first and foremost, I'm going to play a track. I'm going to play Taking a Look In.
Yeah.
I am going to put that on the airwaves right now, guys. And when we come back, we will get started in a nice little chat.
Yay.
All right. Okay. So here is Taking a Look In.
Woo!
Rolling right off of me.
welcome, welcome, welcome back to Beats and Eats. That was Rebecca Hawker taking a look in. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Well, it was inspired by a very sweaty house party in Toronto.
Okay, my city, my home.
Yes. So then you must be familiar with the old century homes that have no AC.
Factual statement.
Yes. And I had a friend. I actually ended up moving into this house, but he lived, and it was the top two floors, so it was the hottest floors. And we were just at this party, and I just saw someone dancing across the room, and they were just so good. And this feeling, it was more just like this intense curiosity of like, I need to understand this person more.
I love that. I love that. And is there a video for this?
There is, yeah. I shot a video with these two fantastic artists from Toronto. They go by Weather Girls Studio is their studio, but it's Alana and Anna. And we just shot it around my neighborhood in Toronto. Jarvis, shout out Jarvis Bloor.
Hey.
The Botanical Gardens. Withrow Park. We're playing some basketball up in there. It's great.
I love it. Okay, so I want to first, you know, get you connected with listeners who might be, you know, learning about you for the first time.
Totally.
And if you could share your journey with music, like how did you decide to say, you know what? Like, first and foremost, are you a musician full time or full time ish?
Well, full time ish, and then with some, I have music adjacent sort of. Like, I work for an artist manager as well, doing some admin work. And then I also work for Folk Canada.
Oh, okay.
I'm the coordinator for their developing artist program. So I think to be a musician full time is pretty hard these days. So we all just kind of have these other things that we use to cobble it together.
I love that. I love that. But it's all in alignment.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's all in alignment. Okay. So if you could share, what was your journey to like falling in love with music and singing and songwriting?
Yeah, I think the journey to music was kind of classic of growing up, and the church I went to with my family had music, but it was really stripped down. Like, it was just an organ player, and sometimes there was a church member who played guitar, and he also had like the most country voice I've ever heard.
Okay.
And so that really, like, and a lot of the songs that we had were really kind of old country sort of hymns. And then I found out as an adult, actually, that some of the hymns we had were also ones that were written by one of my grandmas, which
crazy.
I didn't even know growing up. Yeah.
Crazy.
So I think that's where my love for music kind of came from. And then in high school, I went to a high school that had a great choir program. And that was sort of my introduction to like friends who played guitar and were writing their own songs.
Yeah.
And it was also that 2000s, like the indie boom of Broken Social Scene and Kathleen Edwards and Feist. So I feel like I was just surrounded by Canadian artists who were just on an international stage killing it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of created this excitement around music and the possibilities of that.
I love it. And when you got started, like, did you have any inspirations at the time or other than, you know what I mean, starting in the church, but like to actually take it from that level from like loving to do it at home to like in front of people?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because it is a big jump. It's a bit of a narcissistic jump to make. I think for me, music, like the excitement of music came from artists like The Chicks and Shania Twain, especially when I was younger. And Carrie Underwood, honestly, and weirdly the New Pornographers, because my dad randomly had their CD in our glove compartment, which was like a weird choice for a very Christian man. But and so getting like my experience of just being in a car with my siblings, I have I have four sisters, two older, two younger, and I can remember just being in the car with them and like finding these songs that we all just had such an attachment to, and just being able to sing and perform. And I feel like, so that was kind of the first like taste of like, oh, I just love, this feels so good to do. And I just want to take this outside of myself.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to ask this question to artists and creatives, to, you know, especially for people who might be listening and they have a talent that they think is incredible, but don't know, like, should I make that next step, you know? And what advice would you give for, like, somebody, you know, who's, regardless of your journey in life,
totally,
but have just developed this talent and realized that they're really good at something?
Yeah. I feel like the thing that I'm supposed to say is, like, get your phone and just record a video and just do it. Put yourself out there online. And I think actually what I would say first is, like, in the city that you are, find your community. And, you know, 100%. Like, I think more than ever, like, for me, being in Barrie, Ontario, like, there's not the community there is now kind of struggling, but, like, I was there at this artistic, thriving time. Okay. And there was artists like Bahamas and Zeus that were, like, from Barrie and coming out of there. And like, there was this ecosystem of bands playing original music and solo artists. And so I kind of got swept up in that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the thing that emboldened me to keep pursuing it and, like, trying to go to post-secondary. I mean, I only went to one year program in college, but
me too.
But honestly, it was between that this program I did at Seneca College for independent music production,
nice.
Or no joke, the only other school I applied to was an undergraduate at UBC for psychology, and so yeah, I think community really, like, artists are so disconnected these days, mm-hmm. and it is so isolating, it is so lonely, mm-hmm. and it is really, it's like a hard burden to carry. Mm-hmm. I feel that. I know so many of my peers, yeah. who even from an outside perspective might be, like, doing it and successful, like, are struggling with this isolation and this heaviness. And so the only thing that will counteract that in your pursuit, and the only thing that, like, lights the fire that will stay alight for a career, is your connection to community and facts. Creativity.
Absolutely. I love that. So look, amazing tips, guys. Amazing tips. Okay, so before we went live, we had a little bit of conversation about New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You spent some time in New Orleans and Nashville, did you?
I've been to Nashville. I was supposed to go to Nashville. So I was in New Orleans in January, but then they had that crazy ice storm.
Right.
So I was supposed to go to Nashville after, and then my trip got wiped out.
That's a fair statement. Another time.
I know.
But okay, New Orleans. I've been, you know, back in 2021. It's a magical place.
Yeah.
What was your experience there? And you were there to do some writing?
So I was there actually attending this music conference, international music conference that happens every year in different places.
Yeah.
But it's called Folk Alliance International.
Okay.
But then I also was staying with a friend. So we were, like, conferencing, showcasing a bit, and then also kind of, like, writing in between with each other.
Nice.
And so my experience was kind of funny because part of it was just taking place in this hotel downtown in the French Quarter.
Yes.
But then the other part, because my Nashville trip was canceled, it was my birthday.
Oh.
So I just extended my trip in New Orleans. And it was, we were talking about, you know, walking around. I can't even remember the neighborhood's name, but, like, where Sandra Bullock, where her house is.
Oh, wow.
Around that, like, yeah, and just the beautiful architecture. The dive, there's, like, multiple dive bars there.
Yeah.
That just feel like they feel so old. It really does feel like, I think, being transported back in time.
It really does. And but then there's, like, this youthful vibe and energy to the place as well. So where you would think that if it had this older energy that it would just feel kind of, like, quiet and sleepy.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't.
You're right.
Because any time of the day you're just walking around and there's a party happening.
Listen,
somewhere.
Beverage in hand.
So weird.
It is the wildest thing, guys.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
I encourage you, if you haven't been, you know, it's a spot to definitely visit, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think it was interesting walking around too. Like, there's the ritzy, glamorous casino.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just knowing the history of Hurricane Katrina, also, like, one of my Uber drivers, like, he was telling me about his family. They moved there literally, like, 2 weeks, I think, before Katrina hit.
Yeah.
And then you're also like, you're also juxtaposing like what the city looks like now versus like the things that you've seen online where it's like, oh, I'm walking by this convention center.
Right.
You know,
and that's where, listen.
And that's where there was, so I think there's also that as you're like, there's a heaviness. Yeah. When yeah. you walk around that city, mm-hmm. and I also don't think that's just from Katrina, but I think it's from like what that city is, the 100%. You know, and yeah. like the Canadian connection of like the Cajun, like that is Acadia.
That's right.
And so it's like weird. You feel weirdly connected there as yeah. a Canadian going yeah. down and being like, "Ooh, this is like part of this is part of our history too."
That's right.
Is
that's
down
right.
here.
It's wild. It's yeah. wild. I'm glad you got the opportunity to visit. Mm-hmm. Now. I'm going to chat about why you're in town.
Yes.
You know, you are here for a performance tonight, at least mm-hmm. In Vancouver, and it is at the Heatley. And mm-hmm. for those who don't know, the Heatley is at 696 East Hastings Street in Vancouver. Show starts at 8 o'clock, but you're not just the only one on this show, right?
No. Yeah.
So please talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, there's two other really cool local artists. We have Steph Wall and then also Mercy Walker playing. And it's cool because they're both kind of a different flavor. Mercy's almost more, like even more than me in the Americana country house.
Okay.
And then Steph has this sort of like alt edge to her. I'm really bad at genres, but I told someone recently, I was like, yeah, the song that I'm writing is kind of rock. And then they listened. They were like, girl, that is not, you're still a folk musician. So take my genres with a grain of salt. But I think it's going to be really a really fun, diverse lineup of songs.
I love, yeah. love that. And we are actually going to take a bit of a break because we're going to listen to some more music. I do have more questions for you before you have to bounce out into the Vancouver streets, into this rain. So what we are going to do is we are going to listen to, I think most of the tracks we're going to have are from, I think I'm going to start off with Don't Be a Stranger.
Oh.
And then, and you played this before,
Kempenfelt Bay.
So I have
no
that already.
How to say
listen,
that word.
I know. Kempenfelt Bay.
You
got
really
it.
Have
yeah.
to sound it out. Yeah,
you literally have to sound it out. All right. So I'm gonna get into let's get into Don't Be a Stranger first.
Wow.
Don't be a stranger when you take me to bed. Oh, baby, I'm here, so we must have known each other outside this den. Don't play the man who knows better. We both know you're just made of sand. Fall through my head. Don't be a victim when I ask for your help. Oh, baby, I'll need you. I need to know if you're gonna be around. I'm only a human you're using. I hope it's okay if I tell all about my dad. Mom, you're Do you think about those things we said we'd do? Back when my skirts were long and stairs felt shorter too. I've grown an inch since then, or maybe 5 at short. I hope you're singing still, I'm always loved your song. Did you move it fast, just like you spoke about? I'm sure your hair grew long, but your jeans are still cut short. I see your sister Elle, she's got a laugh like yours. I hope you sing about our summer after court. But I think I might just go back to Camping Fell Bay. Camping Fell Bay. Camping Fell
Something curious, something cultural, Something unserious? Sometimes serious. Something mundane? Something everyday? Though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Okay. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. I'm still here with Rebecca Hawker. I have a few more questions before we say goodbye. My next question for you is, we talked a bit about your show happening tonight at the Heatley, but you are on a tour out in these parts. Mm-hmm. So where are some of your other shows? Because, you know, we Vancouverites, we travel. we move around.
Wow. Well, tomorrow I'll be in Duncan, BC at 5 p.m. I'm playing as part of their 39 Days of July.
Oh, okay.
And I actually will have a pedal steel player with me for that show.
Fun.
And then Saturday, I'm going to be in Nanaimo, actually, doing a house concert songwriter in the round at Murfitt's Landing. Mm-hmm. And that's with my good friend Sarah Hiltz and Claire Coupland, who's Claire is a Victoria person. Sarah actually recently moved out here. So we're just going to be singing songs with each other and having a good time. And then on Tuesday, actually, I'm also going to be in Courtney, BC,
okay,
and posting up there at Gladstone Brewery or Brewing Co. And all this is kind of leading me to then play Folk on the Rocks in Yellowknife. Eventually. On the 17th.
I love it. Have you been to Yellowknife before?
No, I'm...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Listen, one of my we're going to talk about large families.
Yes.
So some of you guys know I am the mom to three sons who are now adults. And I have one, my middle son, who is an Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, nice.
We just talked about
it. Great.
He just recently went to Whitehorse. So I'm like, you're the first in your lineage to go up north. So, I mean, hearing that you're, you know, like,
yeah.
Has anybody in your family ever been?
I actually don't think so either.
Yes.
Which is so
okay,
crazy.
At first, the air signs.
So crazy. Yeah, yeah. we just float wherever we want to go to. But yeah, it's crazy to think of. Canada is just huge.
Insane.
Geographically. Insane.
Insane.
Like, this is only my second time ever coming out west.
Okay.
Really, even. So, and I'm 32 years old, so it's crazy. Like, yeah, I feel so just like privileged actually to be